Coming up next on the Holistic Wealth Podcast.
When we're in a state of mindlessness, we engage in mindless spending, mindless decision making, mindless planning, because of course we're going out there and we didn't plan any of this. We just got caught up in a web of, ooh, it's spring, and feel good and emotions, right? So it's mindless planning, lack of self-reflection because we have not reflected on any of this. There's no personal roadmap, or we've thrown it out the window, and then it leads to a lack of resilience.
You're listening to the Holistic Wealth Podcast with host Keisha Blair, author of Holistic Wealth and founder of the Institute on Holistic Wealth. And now, here's your host, Keisha Blair.
Today, we have another special solo episode. We'll be talking about avoiding the common spring spending traps, and it's so easy to get trapped into spending when spring comes because we've been cooped up in the house in the winter, all winter, longing to see signs of spring, signs of warmth, signs of life. So it's so easy for us to go out there and want to do everything. So I wanted to, you know, do this podcast episode just as a reminder for all of us that we don't have to go out there and spend when spring comes. Advertisers love spring. They absolutely love spring. It's gardening season. It's closet organization. It's storage organization. It's spring dresses. It's spring gardening. It's spring travel and March break and spring break and family events and getting out there, and that's all great. But when we talk about budgeting and we talk about our personal finances and our long-term goals and our medium-term goals and even other short-term goals that we quickly forget once we see signs of life, and it's so easy to forget. So firstly, I want to just throw out there, the Holistic Wealth Podcast is sponsored by the Institute on Holistic Wealth, and there are a range of resources and courses on the website designed to help you live a holistically wealthy lifestyle. And of course, the expanded and updated Holistic Wealth book is also a great resource for this, as well as the personal workbook, and that's the Holistic Wealth Personal Workbook. So just heading into this topic, I just want to remind everybody, and I'm going to do so at the end again, that Global Holistic Wealth Day is celebrated on April 9th, and we're celebrating and reflecting on that day, on what it truly means to be wealthy, and celebrating other aspects, every aspect of holistic wealth, and it's a day dedicated to that, and I'm hoping you'll join us on social media using the hashtag Global Holistic Wealth Day to help celebrate. Okay, and so just getting into this episode, it's well known for many people that spending spikes during the spring season, during the early spring season. There's a huge spike in spending because people are getting out there and they're doing everything they wanted to do but couldn't get to do during the winter. So this podcast episode is a reminder of the common spending pitfalls that so many of us get trapped in. And so I'm starting off with a diagram that's on page 48 of the Holistic Wealth Expanded and Updated book. It's on page 48, and it's figure one. A state of mindlessness is counter to achieving holistic wealth. And I have that quote in the book because advertisers hope that we will be mindless this spring, and they hope that we will engage in lots of mindless spending. So if you're wondering what chapter that's in, it's in chapter 7. And that chapter is called Life Within Each Moment. And it's basically geared towards mindfulness and mindful spending and really living in the present moment. So in that diagram, I have in a circle state of mindlessness, and then there's some arrows going back and forth with some key categories. And I just wanted to start off with that diagram to kind of guide us through this episode. And so I'm going to just tell you what's on the outside, on the perimeter of this circle that has in it, in the center. And if you think of a donut, in the center of state of mindlessness. So number one, mindless spending. Two, mindless decision making. Three, a lack of creativity. Four, mindless planning. Five, a lack of self-reflection. Six, no personal roadmap. Seven, of course, all of that leads to a lack of resilience. And finally, big leads to stunted potential. And so this diagram is so hugely important as we talk about these common spring spending pitfalls, because when we're in a state of mindlessness, we engage in mindless spending, mindless decision making, mindless planning, because of course we're going out there and we didn't plan any of this. We just got caught up in a web of, ooh, it's spring, and feel good and emotions, right? So it's mindless planning, lack of self-reflection because we have not reflected on any of this. There's no personal roadmap, or we've thrown it out the window. And then it leads to a lack of resilience, because then we don't have financial resilience when we spend. We decrease our ability to be financially resilient if there's a setback. Oops, I just spent my emergency fund on a new spring wardrobe that I didn't need because I didn't remember that I bought some spring dresses last year. So all of this leads to stunted potential when it comes to our overall holistic wealth and our goals and everything that we said we would do throughout the year. So that's amazing. And I want you guys to keep that in mind. And if you have the book, shade it, color that diagram. And if you don't have a copy of the book, please get your copy now. It's available everywhere online and in bookstores. And it's amazing when we talk about mindless spending during the spring season. So we're just going to go through some common spring spending traps that advertisers love. They love to get us trapped in this web. And so with the warm weather and the much needed R&R comes this spring themed retail overload with advertisers telling us that we need these wonderful, and like I'm sure you've been seeing on Instagram already, on TikTok already, beautiful dresses, beautiful everything, home decor. It's Easter coming up, Easter season, Easter bunny, all this type of thing. But the first one that, you know, I want to go through, the first spending pitfall is spring cleaning mania. And of course, we all love spring cleaning. I spoke about spring cleaning your finances in an episode on YouTube that I'll put in the link, because I think that's what we should be more focused on, is spring cleaning our finances. And of course, spiritual self-renewal, which I'll get to at the end of this episode, which is amazing. It's an amazing theme for the springtime, that refreshed, refocused rejuvenation that often comes not from spending and then feeling guilty and then cluttering our homes, but that spiritual self-renewal that we all need when a new season comes to refresh our motivations and our goals and, of course, our spiritual lives. So the spring cleaning mania often, you know, hits TVs and Instagram and social media, and it's basically telling you it's time to declutter, which is great. I think we all need to declutter in spring. I think we all need to clean. The problem with it, though, is the temptation to fill up our shopping carts with cleaning products and shelving units, Home Depot, Rona, all of that. And then we go in, and before you know it, that cart is full. So one piece of advice, look around your house, see what cleaning supplies you already have. I'm sure they're there, and get creative with thinking about your cleaning supplies and how you can use and reuse what you have, and, you know, not buying anything until, of course, those are depleted. So that's the first one. The second one I want to talk about, which is huge now because it's tax time And for all of us during tax time, gearing up to do our taxes or to get that tax refund is the temptation to spend, spend, spend. And so that tax refund, of course, is a huge opportunity to invest, 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 or to pay down debt, or to put towards that emergency savings fund. And remember a previous episode of the podcast, I think it was two episodes ago, that spoke about loud budgeting. I think that will be very, very helpful as we go throughout the spring and summer season and we think about our budget and where we need to beef it up in terms of our saving and investing and how we can become authentic to influences around us who may say, oh, you just got your tax refund. Let's go shopping. Let's go on this trip and spend, spend, spend. So again, that's a huge marketing gimmick just to get your money. And so the third common spending pitfall is that whole new spring wardrobe. And of course, who wouldn't love a whole new spring wardrobe? The only thing is that we forget that we did that last year and the year before and the year before that. And there's spring dresses in there that we haven't even worn more than twice. Yeah. So that's an opportunity to go back through your wardrobe, see what's there, what you really need, you know, and of course you're going to see the new lookbook, the spring lookbooks and, you know, spring styles that you didn't have last year and everything. But I think we all just need to put into perspective our spending habits, our spending goals, the level of debt we have and our responsibilities overall. And so I just want to call to memory the personal financial identity framework. And I will also put that in the show notes for new listeners to the podcast who have no clue what I'm talking about. And that personal financial identity framework was outlined in a whole chapter in the new Holistic Wealth Expanded and Updated book. And it's in chapter 12. It starts on page 79. So you can go there, look at the strengths and weaknesses of each personal financial identity. And of course, being authentic with our personal financial identity is so critical. There's a free quiz on the Institute on Holistic Wealth website that I'd love you to, you know, share with others if you've taken it already. If you haven't yet taken it, I'd love you to go take it and reflect as you answer the questions, because a lot of people will get tempted to spend. And for instance, if you are an anxious spender, then you're going to feel guilty about that spending later on when you realize that, you know what, I bought a whole bunch of stuff that I already have. And so if you have a certain personal financial identity, there are risks with financial guilt, financial shame, and it's a silly cycle. And I'm appealing to everyone to remember your personal financial identity when it comes to any new spending temptations. So that's all there as a resource, that quiz on the Institute on Holistic Wealth website. As I said before, the book has an entire chapter, chapter 12, starting on page 79, which I think is very helpful. A lot of advertisers also, here's the thing, and I coach people on money trauma, on financial trauma, and there's a whole certification on the Institute's website that's a trauma of money certification. And I just want to say that advertisers hope that they can prey on those who suffered from money trauma. And the reason why I'm saying that is because some people spend to make themselves feel better, to make themselves, you know, forget different hard emotions that are so hard to confront, so hard to face head on. And I'm hoping that through this podcast, there is healing, there's empathy, and there's hope and there's self-awareness. You know, I often say that the personal financial identity framework helps us with three main things. Self-awareness is number one. Self-advocacy is number two. And self-preservation is number three. And so for those of us who've gone through money trauma, resisting the urge to spend to cover up those difficult emotions is a key part of that transformation, of that new relationship with money. So it doesn't become a tool to buy happiness, to cover up those feelings of shame and guilt, but it becomes a tool of empowerment. And so I'm pleading with everyone to be mindful. Just be mindful. If you feel that you have some form of money trauma, because I think 80% of the population does, then please send me an email if you need more information. The Trauma of Money Certification Program, even if you don't want to end up helping others with money trauma, it's useful in your own life to transform your personal relationship with money. Now, I'm going to talk about another spring money spending trap. Everyone knows this all too well because it's going on right now. Spring break vacations, and everywhere we're seeing cruises and deals for different sun destinations, and there's nothing wrong. I love travel. I'm a huge proponent of travel as a part of holistic wealth. It's in my book. But I think with sufficient planning, then fine. If we're going to then spend what we don't have, going to debt to do that, then I think that's the area where we fall into the trap. And that's an area that we want to avoid. So you'll see vacation sites pushing. Now the kids will be off from school. They're going to say, I'm so bored, Mom. I'm bored. I'm dying. I'm going to die. I'm not going to make it through this week. I'm dying of boredom. But I'm telling you, I'm a mom of three. They say that in and out of season. And the pressure is there to just book a getaway so you can get some peace and quiet and some tranquility. And I know I'm a mom of three, but I want us all to be mindful. If it's not something that you had planned for, had budgeted for, had penciled out, then those impromptu, just, you know, get up and go book a $10,000 vacation or a $5,000 vacation is going to trap you. And so I just want to appeal to everybody to avoid that spring break crazy time that we get wrapped up into. If you already have not, you know, planned, or because I know some people are going to be pressured into just getting up and booking somewhere, right? And breaking the bank or depleting that emergency savings fund. So it's one of those things that I think that we just need to be cognizant of. And of course, when we talk about spring gardening, that's another big one. Everybody will be rushing into Home Depot right now. Home Depot is actually employing far more people than they used to know, because this is their biggest season with home renovations, gardening supplies, flowers. You're going to see that all over television, everywhere. But I am just imploring you again to think carefully about what you really want to spend on. Easter's coming up. That's a big one. Easter's coming up. Already I'm seeing lots of like great, great things for Easter. And that's another area that I think we want to put in focus in terms of the meaning of the season. And I spoke about spiritual self-renewal before, and I just want to call your attention back to it for those of us who, you know, want to put our spiritual lives front and center and keep that there and to maintain that. Spiritual self-renewal is a huge part of holistic wealth. And I just wanted to read for you a couple lines, because I think when we think about Easter, you know, too many people are thinking about the Easter bunny and Easter chocolate, because that's what we see flooded in every store, and Easter flowers and decorating the mantle for Easter. And there's nothing wrong with decorating your space and decorating your home. I'm a huge fan of interior design. I'm a huge fan. I spoke about it in my book. I am. So when I say these things, I'm talking to myself too, not just you. It's for all of us. But I want to bring us back to what grounds us and centers us in life and gives us that fuel to go on in a positive, meaningful way that's aligned with our purpose in life. And that thing that grounds us is spiritual self-renewal. And for those of you who are listening for the very first time and you're hearing me talk about spiritual self-renewal, I first wrote an article on it. You can check it out and I'll put it in the show notes. The Four Laws of Spiritual Self-Renewal. And that's on Thrive Global. And I spoke about the four laws, but I just want to call to attention what I mean by spiritual self-renewal, because I know people might be listening in and they might not know what I'm talking about. So in chapter 19 of the book, and that's the Holistic Wealth Expanded and Updated book, I talk about spiritual self-renewal. An unexamined life is not worth living. That's the quote I have right at the top of the chapter. So, and I'm reading from the book now. Spiritual self-renewal is about taking time to rejuvenate, letting the past go so a new you in a new phase of life can be born. And this is a very powerful thing. So in the next paragraph, I go into what I refer to as dry bones, those things like fear, doubt, regret, worry, the things, you know, you should have done. I go on to talk about how we confront those dry bones in our lives. Well, this chapter is so good for the spring and Easter season, because I feel like when we get lost in the maze of advertising, social media, infiltrating our homes on a daily basis, it's easy to get lost. It's easy to let go and just to let live. But this is just a reminder to keep that front and center, this concept that I've outlined in the book of spiritual self-renewal that keeps us grounded, that keeps us present, that keeps us on a cycle of healing, rejuvenation, restoration, and parts of that, you know. And if you're listening in and you're wondering, what do I do as a part of spiritual self-renewal? Well, the four laws in the book speak to that. And you can go through that. The first one is take a personal inventory, see where you are. This spring, how are you feeling? It's 3-4 months into the new year. It's a good time to take stock. Number two, set the direction of progress, or keep that direction of progress. Some of us get lost with these spending traps and these spending traps that we lose sight of the direction of progress. We shift the compass in our lives, and before you know it, we've lost sight of our goals that we made at the beginning of the year. The third law is renew your hope and motivation. And when I talk about that, I'm talking spiritually, yes, but I'm also talking about the goals that we made, both medium term and long term, and spiritual transformation, which is the final law. And in the book, I say spiritual transformation is fueled by a growing awareness of the reality of the soul. There is a conscious commitment to a life of self-discipline and active service in the world. Spiritual disciplines such as meditation, study and service, prayer, becomes a habit of daily living. And spiritual qualities such as compassion, wisdom, and inclusive love takes center stage. Spiritual self-renewal means relinquishing that old limited identity and becoming something more expanded, powerful, closer to your true, authentic self. And I'm reading from page 139 of Holistic Wealth Expanded and Updated book. And those words really speak to my heart and my soul, because the world needs this. The world needs holistic wealth. It's amazing the healing that's needed within our own families, in our communities, in the world at large. And I think that's what we need to keep front and center as we go through this season, whether it's your relationships with your children, your spouse, friendships, all of that needs to become front and center in our lives in terms of what we prioritize, what we view as priorities in our lives. So I just went through some of those spring spending pitfalls, and I hope this was a powerful reminder for you. I'm hoping you share this episode with at least 3 friends. And if you haven't yet left a review for the podcast on Apple Podcasts or Spotify, even if it's on YouTube, I know some people don't have certain accounts. And what other people have been doing is just finding the episode, subscribing on YouTube just so you can leave a podcast review. And we're grateful to all of you faithful listeners who listen in week after week after week. You give us, this team, the motivation to keep doing this week after week as we try to serve you with these messages, with living a holistically wealthy lifestyle. Now, I just want to pop a reminder in here again that Global Holistic Wealth Day is coming up on April 9th. It's such a special day. And I hope that all the listeners of the Holistic Wealth Podcast will celebrate the day in a way that's meaningful for you and your families. And if you just want to tag us and, you know, tell us what you're doing, whether it's a post on social media or on your stories on Instagram or anywhere else, any other platform that you feel comfortable with, or sharing this with 3 friends, then we would honestly be so grateful. So everyone, have a great week. Have a holistically wealthy week ahead. Love you all. And just a reminder to share this episode, leave a review if you can, wherever you can find, whichever platform is completely fine. And if you haven't gotten a copy of the book, get your copy. If you haven't taken the quiz that I mentioned, the quiz is available on the Institute on Holistic Wealth website. These are just some key reminders before I close out the episode. Love you all. Thank you so much for tuning in week after week. We so appreciate you. See you next week.
The Holistic Wealth Podcast with Keisha Blair is brought to you by... Have you joined the Institute on Holistic Wealth? If you haven't already, what are you waiting for? Choose your membership plan at the Institute on Holistic Wealth /memberships to join. As a member, you'll get access to free worksheets, advice, coaching, and an intentional design workshop. As you start to live a more holistically wealthy lifestyle, you'll want to stay for a very long time. So go to Institute on Holistic Wealth /memberships to join. If you haven't read the book yet, pick up a copy of the award-winning best-selling Holistic Wealth 36 Life Lessons to help you recover from disruption, find your life purpose, and achieve financial freedom.